frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat, a thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Tracks deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Aw, crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch a cat fish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too
many things these old boys can't do.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause the country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
Crap.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, it's old Shaziz here out here in my mad science laboratory. Hope everybody's doing well out there in this crazy world. Say, I got an extra player over here on the chat room just in case something goes awry with the doggone radio tuna, which it did there one day, and I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. But either way, we got the radio tuna radio player up and running again, and there's also a backup radio player right underneath the chat window itself. It kind of looks like a video down there, but it's not. It's a little red arrow. You just click on that and it'll start playing, and that one there is fairly secure. Don't have to worry about anybody messing with that particular one, because I got that code stashed somewhere special. But either way, we put this platform together for multi-purposes, for alternative energy, alternative research of all types, you know, whether it be in the law to food or whatever, you know, just for just such an emergency that anything went awry, you could have a little bit of knowledge in your head and share some information and meet some new friends and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, it's a pretty good platform. It's pretty much a low-budget chat room as far as that goes, but still a lot of cool tools on there that the radio host can use. If there's a Facebook share button, if you're going to do a live show or something, you can click on that and let all your Facebook friends know that you're going live on the air. And with that said, I got like 3,500 subscribers, a little over 3,500 subscribers on my YouTube. I want to thank all my YouTube viewers out there. I put the message out quite a few times telling them about Shaziz Radio. Come on over here, jump in the chat room, because I get a lot of questions on my YouTube channel that I just can't get to because of Google's craziness with their moving things around all the time. It's kind of really hard to find or keep up with your messages. You used to be able to have an inbox where you could basically answer people's questions on videos and stuff. And there's like 170 some odd videos up there, and a lot of information in there, even some hidden clues to my final project that I'm working on. And so, you know, there's a lot to go through. So whoever's been following, you know, from way back when, they pretty much know what I'm working on. But anyway, the deal is, I'm trying to get some more people to understand that, you know, jump on over here on Saturdays and call in live on Skype and that kind of stuff. You know, we got plenty of listeners out there. It's just that a lot of people don't want to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and join a radio show. That's 8 o'clock my time. It's probably 2 p.m. Ireland time. I don't know all the time zones or anything like that, but I'm seriously contemplating on doing a couple shows on Saturdays at least, and maybe even going to a 7-day a week format for Mad Science. So I think the information that I've got coming out here pretty quick is going to be really good, valuable information that I'd like to share with everybody. If you scroll up there in the chat room, you'll see my latest video that I put up there. And this particular video, pay real close attention to what's going on in there. I did have some problems with my oil burner igniter, but that's just a money situation. I'll get the funds together and buy some brand new oil burner igniters. And I've used that one for so long that it's pretty much starting to lose its strength. It's, you know, I've gotten it pretty hot because I pull some serious juice up out of the dirt with that thing, and still running off the same 12 volt battery that I've had for the last year or two. And like I said, when I first got this battery, it had one dead cell in it, and it's still functioning. It hasn't dropped to the dirt, still has enough power to do what I want to do. 12 volts is the key to what it is that I'm trying to accomplish here, because anybody can get a 12 volt car battery. And if you use that 12-volt car battery in the right way with the right little nifty gizmos, then you'll end up with the energy that you need to run inverters and such like that. So, you know, don't think I'm crazy. Just wait and see what it is that I'm working on, and then you'll understand what it is that I'm doing. But in the meantime, I'd like to try to get some of my YouTube viewers to come on over here and ask the questions to me that they want to know answers about my videos. You know, come on here and say, hey, you know, I saw this crazy video, what's that all about? A lot of my videos are over there to get you to start thinking, and in every single one of those videos there's a clue, a bit of information there. See, it's kind of like building a car. You know, you could start off with one tire and work your way up to two or three or four tires. And then, you know, you got tires for your car that you're getting ready to build. And you get you an axle and a drivetrain and all that kind of stuff. Build you a frame and get this car all together. basically, in short, what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of parts to a car. And so, if while you're looking at my videos, if you look at them as if they were parts, each one of these videos was a part of a puzzle, a part of a car, a part of a device of some sort, then you won't overlook what it is that I'm trying to show people before somebody tries to shut me down, before I can't say what it is that I want to say and show everybody. The information's already out there. I told people a long time ago, download these videos while you had a chance, because, you know, once I get to my grand finale video, I'm pretty doggone sure they're going to find some reason to shut my YouTube down, and, you know, that's probably a given there. But by that time, Pandora's box will be opened up, and ain't nobody going to be able to say that there is no such thing as free energy, you know. I get people all the time calling me everything under the sun. I get people telling me how stupid I am, and I get people, you know, talking about the laws of physics and all the craziness that they want to come off with and say that I don't know what it is I'm talking about. I don't know nothing about electricity. All I do is tinker around in my lab, and my stuff is essentially just a toy. Go back and scrutinize them videos real closely and look and see and pay attention and catalog parts. And when you start seeing all these parts laying out on the table and start thinking about what it is that you can make with these parts, you're going to freak. Now, I'm not too happy with my progress, because I've had a lot of drawbacks and stuff like that, you know, attacks on the servers and all the crazy stuff that was going on. And, you know, it drives me insane. Tesla's got a whole lot of patents out there. If you can ever get a hold of a disc, there's a CD out there that has a list of like 1,200 and some odd patents. And look at some of them designs and start thinking about it. Think about this video, this latest video that I put out there with this particular coil. This coil has the potential to self-resonate once it's energized. And so, if you think about how a radio signal works, if you send a signal out to a tower and then it comes back to you, by the time it gets back to you, it's lost a little bit of power. But if right before that signal gets back to you, you fire another signal right behind it, well, then when that signal comes back to you, as it's coming back, it's getting a boost from the signal that's returning behind it. And you keep on doing this over and over and over again, you end up with a massive amount of power, unlimited potential that you can get from this signal. Tesla figured this out way back when. And, you know, that's where in the video you hear me talking about the boy on the swing concept, you know, where you're pushing this kid on the swing, and, you know, first you got to put a little effort to it, and then as you get going and you get the momentum rocking back and forth, then you eventually get to the point where all you got to do is reach out with your finger and push that swing just a little bit at a time to keep the momentum going, which takes you down from the energy that you have to put in to a particular device, that once you start it up, it may take a big surge at the beginning to get this thing to initiate, but once you get it started up, all you got to do is put lesser and lesser energy in until this thing balances out and begins to resonate by itself. That's the key. And you don't need a whole lot of voltage to do it. You know, you can get energy out of a dirt. If you go out there and look at most of the alternative energy researchers, the biggest mistake that they're making with their research is they're starting off from the 120 mains. They're trying to, you know, get something going on using the existing form of energy that you normally use in your house. And so, by definition, that's never going to be self-sustained, because now you're having to rely on the power grid itself. So I wanted to take just a regular 12-volt car battery, 12-volt DC. You know, it doesn't even have to be the full max voltage that this battery should be capable of in order to initiate that charge, that baiting of the electrons from the earth that Nikola Tesla was talking about. using the boy on a swing concept, when you send the signals out back and forth, resonating between coils, as they're coming back before the signal makes its return, you send another signal out right behind it. You keep doing this over and over and over again, and that signal will begin to speed up and build power on the way back. And eventually, it's like a like Tesla said, you know, have you ever tried to stop a swing set when you jump in front of a kid swinging on a swing after you get him started? It'll literally knock you on your butt. So, using those concepts right there, looking at those videos as if they were parts, not just some crazy wild-haired guy, you know, acting a fool on there, but using each one of these videos, you got a starter, you got an alternator, you got a battery, you got, you know, all the different parts that it takes to make up a car or a machine or some sort of device. Putting all these things in your head, it'll get you to thinking about potentials out there. I couldn't care less about the laws of physics. I couldn't care less about all these electricians that out here that says, oh, you can't do this. You got to have amps. You got to have watts. You got to have this to get that and this and that. And the only thing that they will tell you is things that they have been told, and that's where they stick. That's, you know, nobody wants to be told they don't know what they're talking about. Nobody wants to be told that all the years that they spent in school was basically an indoctrination to tell them that things aren't possible. They used to think the earth was flat. Maybe it is flat. Who knows? You can't trust anything you hear from mainstream science, mainstream media, and even in the alternative media. You got to be skeptical, watch with a skeptical eye as you're listening to what's being said. The thing that is most important to remember here is to get outside of that box that is the norm of natural society out there and stop paying attention to what they say. You can look up in the sky and with your own two eyes you can literally see a flying saucer, a UFO if you were, you know, whatever, how you ever want to call it, an unknown craft of some sort. You can look up into the sky and physically see it with your own two eyes. And you can go tell somebody about it, and they will convince you by the time that it's all said and done that what you saw with your own two eyes is not what you saw with your own two eyes. Oh, you must have saw a weather balloon. You must have saw some swamp gas. Oh, that was something else. You know, that must have been a military black ops plane or something. Maybe it was. Maybe it was swamp gas. But the fact that when you saw this with your own two eyes, this one specific anomaly, and then went and tried to pass that information on, say, hey, you know, keep an eye on the sky, watch and see what's going on out there. Somebody out there going to try to convince you that you didn't see what you saw. Now, when I'm doing these experiments in my lab, and this is the reason why I want to get virtual labs up and running, so that all the folks out there who want to call me a hack or a liar or whatever like that, they can watch real time. They can scrutinize. There'll be cameras in every single direction possible. Lift this up. Let me see. Do you got any hidden batteries in there? Take it apart. Put it back together. You know, all this and that. I don't even care if the government scientists watch the things that I do inside my lab. I don't even care if the NSA or any of the federal governments out there watch to see what I'm doing in my lab. I don't care who watches it on there. I'm not looking to patent anything. I'm not looking to do anything to make any kind of money. As long as all you folks have been listening to my radio show, can you remember one time that old crazy old mad science Shaziz guy ever asked you for a penny for anything? I've never asked anybody for any money, and I won't ask anybody for any money. This isn't about money to me. This is about bringing people outside of that box to bring about advancements in science, real science, not that hack science like I watched a video just yesterday where they were talking about the detergent layer. Yeah, I said it, detergent, like soap, you know, dish detergent, laundry detergent. So they said now that there is a hole in the detergent layer. Are you freaking kidding me? What's next going to be? The dryer sheet layer? You know? The fabric softener layer? These mainstream science geeks out there think that they can say anything to the average Joe out there, and the average Joe's just going to suck it up. Oh, whoa, did you hear that there's a hole in the detergent layer? You know? And, well, you know, wow, that sounds bad, you know? So they're going to turn around and they're going to tell somebody else who's going to tell somebody else. And before it's all said and done, everyone's walking around all paranoid because there's a freaking hole in the damn detergent layer. And the dryer sheet layer's jacked as well. You know, it's just, come on, man. You know, and I'm the mad science guy. I'm the hack. I'm the tinkerer. I'm the guy that just doesn't do real science. That I'm just trying to slap a bunch of junk together. You go back and look through my videos and you find anything. I don't care what it is. You find anything that you don't understand. You come here in Shaziz's chat room and you type the question in and I'll answer that question to you. If you're watching a video and it has in the description, which 99.9% of all individuals who watch videos don't take the time to read, there's going to be some positive information in there about that video. In the actual title of the video itself, there might be a question mark, and that question mark tells you, I'm posing a question to you that I want you to think outside the box. I already know the answer to that question, but I want to see your answer to the question. I want to see what the people in the chat room are talking about to that question. Is this possible? Is time travel possible? I say it is. Is space flight faster than the speed of light possible? I say it is. So does that make me crazy? Maybe it does. Let's get on the radio and let's debate about it. Let's talk about the possibilities. Let's open that box while we're standing outside that box. Let's open the side of that box up and let other people come out and listen in to see what it is that we're talking about. Because what makes me the maddest about the whole situation isn't the fact that my funds suck and I can't get the parts that I need to build the things or get things done precision like I'd like to have them done. What makes me mad is that the fact that not only are they out there lying about science, they're making up science, they're calling theories fact. You know, and turn around and everybody just eats it up. They suck it up. They teach it in school as if this is the gospel of all of mankind. But yet, here's these folks that supposedly know all this about science have hindered us to the point where we should have been so much further advanced than we are right now. You got guys out there who have technology that would boggle your mind, that you would swear up and down came from Star Trek, The Next Generation, or one of the shows like that. And they hide this technology. They've been hiding this technology way back before you and I were ever even thought of. Oh, but doggone it, Shaziz, that's just a freaking conspiracy, you know. There is no alien spacecrafts, there is none of this stuff, you know. How do you know what's out there in space? Have you been there? Have you stepped foot on the moon? Have you stepped foot on Mars? Have you actually been out there close enough to look back and see how this universe actually works? Have you actually attempted to travel forward or backward in time? Have you ever actually did anything outside of what the books told you was or wasn't possible? I submit that at least 99.9% of all individuals on this planet have not stepped outside that box far enough to even find out whether or not the truth is out there. So, you know, this is why I call it mad science. I put the Knights of the Round Table together to bring brilliant minds together so that everyone out there could actually have a platform to come here and speak and talk about things going on. There's all kinds of potential out there. Man, you yourself are amazing potential. Now, for every person that you add together, you make a stronger mind. And you keep on doing this, and you keep on doing it. It's kind of like that whole pay it forward thing. You go out and help three people. They help three. Each one of those help three people, and so on down the line. Next thing you know, you got this massive wave of goodness going on out there into the world and people getting things accomplished. It's easy to sit on a couch and let somebody else work your brain for you, you know. Here you got governments of the world that have basically control your brain. They got the little joystick, you know. Okay, well, it's time for him to get up, go to work, turn on his alarms clock for him, you know. I don't want to live my life having somebody else do for me and tell me what to do. I would like to just get up in the morning and go wherever it is that I want and work on whatever it is that I want and be a creator, be creating all kinds of nifty gizmos to share with the world, trying to find solutions to make this world a better place than it is that we have to deal with right now. Man, it's so overwhelming, all the information out there. You can get lost in a flood, in a Twitter feed. You can get lost in a flood, in a Facebook feed. You can get lost in a flood in a YouTube feed. And there's so much good information out there that's getting just washed down the stream, and nobody's focusing in on this. You know, what I've been doing all these years is I've been grabbing this information and I've been putting it together. You know, it's that 500 piece puzzle. Actually, it's more like a 5,000 piece puzzle. But I've been grabbing this information, I've been bringing it along to the side, and everybody keeps saying, man, how is it you know so much? It's because, just like in school, I paid attention. And when I see some good information come out there, like bismuth, man, bismuth is amazing material. And at one point, I never even knew it existed. But, you know, I found out that bismuth has some qualities to it. It's just amazing. You can use this to not block out a magnetic field, but to redirect a magnetic field. You can get magnetic levitation from bismuth. And if you look from the outside looking in at what's actually going on right there, you got a magnet above the top of. Go look at Russ's on RWG Research. Go look at Russ's magnetic levitation video. And on my Facebook, I think, or not my Facebook, but my YouTube, I think it shows my likes and stuff, like videos that I've liked. Look through some of those videos of things that I've watched. And there are researchers out there who have come across little anomalies. Those are the gold right there. Those little anomalies that you see when you're running an experiment. You know, I don't care about the nine times that it happened exactly the same way. It's that one anomaly that I'm interested in. You take them one anomalies from every single one of these devices and you put them together, you've got the machinery, you've got the tools and the technology to build something that you would be simply amazed by. Now, I would like to see more people in my chat room. I'd like to see people come over here, start asking questions, get on there, get involved. I would like to see and hear from people out there. You know, when somebody puts a message in on my YouTube videos, I'm interested in what they have to say. I want to get over there and I want to answer every single question to every single person out there. I want to let that person know that they are valuable, that I want to know what they got to say. I want to hear their ideas and their projects and stuff like that. I'm going to have to try to do another video to tell everybody about Shaziz Radio again in my subscriber list and try to repeat some of this as well. And, you know, maybe it's the time zone that I'm in. I'm 8 o'clock Central my time, 2 p.m. Central Ireland time. I just don't know what it is, how to get the people over here. Maybe folks just don't want to get up early in the morning or don't want to stay up late at night. Maybe I'm just in the wrong broadcasting zone. I don't know what's going on, but I can't seem to get people into the chat room to start talking, to call me up on Skype. I get a lot of calls after the show. I get a lot of calls during the week whenever I'm online. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people. I invite everyone to come to the show. Tell me about your projects. Tell the world about your projects. The whole thing is, you know, this is an amazing platform. You know, I'm paying for it out of my own pocket. I'm not trying to get any money off anybody. I throw a little Google ad up here and there on there, you know, try to supplement the income or whatever, and maybe try to get a couple sponsors or something just to keep the site paid for. But as far as that, you know, that's as far as that goes. I'm not trying to sell any kind of plans or devices or anything like that. And, you know, if you go out there, a lot of different sites out there in the alternative community, they've turned it into a business, a corporate, I don't know what you want to call it, commercial entity. Shaziz Radio isn't about becoming a commercial entity, you know. It's about keeping the information flowing out there to the people out there. You know, I've said it a million times. I believe in the dream, man. This world shouldn't be as jacked up as it is. This world should be an amazing world to live in. There shouldn't be bombs flying off over there. There shouldn't be people killing each other on a daily basis. You know, and I even put my religious views out there. You know, I don't force them on nobody, but I do tell people, you know, how I feel, what I believe. And that's what you should do as well. But, you know, if you don't think there's evil in this world, man, all you got to do is look outside the door. There's some crazy folks going on out there doing some stuff. And to me, you know, I've said this a thousand times. On the road that we are as humanity, we're heading down a bad road. I mean, we got a freaking hole in the detergent layer now. First, it was a hole in the ozone layer, which was a big hockahooey and is a big hockahooey. Global warming, I don't care how much you think you know about global warming / climate change. You know, I feel bad for some folks on here on this network and other networks out there. I hear them talking about it because they seriously believe that there's some serious global warming going on / climate change. And I'm always hearing them quote from the mainstream media, 97% of all scientists say, well, no, sir, no, ma'am, 97% of all scientists do not say, 97% of all the paid-off science geeks, the science in name only, they say. What about the guys like me outside the box who say that CO2 is heavier than oxygen and it displaces oxygen, and if there was enough CO2 to actually reach the Earth's atmosphere up there to cause the damage that they're saying that it's going to cause, we'd all be dead already anyway. We wouldn't have to worry about the planet to heat up. We'd suffocate. And the whole, you got to put a cork in a cow's butt to keep the methane levels down, is just as ignorant as well. I mean, I did a bunch of videos on it because it was so ludicrous. Caveman killed a dinosaur, that's one of them. Black market light bulbs, they were talking about banning banning incandescent light bulbs. So, you know, I put these videos out there just because it's stupid. Detergent layer. Seriously? Come on, man. And there's a hole in it. Are you kidding me? And this is the kind of science that we all rest in our future on. If this is what we got to look forward to, this advancement is as far as we get, all the way up until we finally blow ourselves off the freaking globe because we're ignorant people. I know the average Joe out there wants to know the truth, and the only way the average Joe out there is going to find the truth is that the average Joe out there actually puts the effort for to looking out there to see what's going on. A hole in the doggone ozone layer, a hole in the doggone freaking detergent layer, global warming, which was then turned over / climate change, so on and so forth. There's some crazy weather going on in this world. And I told everybody back in 2011 and many times after that, there's a video on my YouTube, Earth Tilted. Go back and look at that video and tell me that I didn't say what was going on would be happening right now. But how many listeners, how many people took it to heart? I took some heat over that deal. People telling me I was crazy. But the fact is, I said it. You know, I told we was going to have some crazy weather. There's going to be some stuff going on with the sun. We're going to be going through a lunar cycle. The earth is tilted. I said there's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be volcanoes. There's going to be all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Almost apocalyptic, but we'll survive it because mankind has survived it before. Now, outside of some huge meteor asteroid come flying into our atmosphere and blasting the freaking planet and knocking the smile off all the elite's face, you know, doomsday, whatever, we're going to be all right. The only way we're going to whack ourselves is if we get ourselves into World War III. If we let the ignorance flow that is out there, we're going to see, literally, World War III. We're going to see it. You and me and our children are going to see it. If we allow these knuckleheads to keep going down the road that they're going. If we allow these turkeys out there to keep on lying to us. Now, if you think something's wrong, fix it. This is what I'm trying to do on my Mad Science show, you know? I'm trying to bring brilliant minds together. If anybody would like to call in, heck, you're more than welcome to call in. I've said this so many times. The invitation's open. You can call in. You can throw comments in the chat room. First off, I got to get people even in this chat room. I know it's a junky little chat tango chat, but with all the other funds that I put out in all the other different directions and trying to get all this stuff together, you know, can't really afford to get me one of those high-tech chat rooms right at the moment. But, you know, maybe sometime down the line things will work out. Anyway, if any of my YouTube viewers are listening right now, you can call in anytime you want. You can contact me on Skype. That's User Shaziz on Skype. I'm on Facebook, which I don't really go there and socialize much because Facebook to me it drives me insane because I can't find nothing. It's like Google; they always keep on changing stuff. Once you get used to where something's at, they move it around on you. And you know, there's feeds on Twitter and stuff like that. You know, but either way, I can be contacted. I got a lot of good information in my mind. You got a lot of good information in your mind. Let's get together and put this information with one another. So, I think my dog's wanting to get out. So, I'm going to throw on a tune here. And first one I'm going to throw on is by Stereo MC. It's a song called Connected. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to reach out and I'm trying to connect with all the other brilliant minds around the globe. You know, we all know the problems in the world. We all have the solutions. We just got to get somebody to pay attention to what it is that we're saying. So, you know, let's do it. I'm going to play this tune, let the dog out, and then I'll be back in a little bit. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned. You're listening to Shaziz Mad Science. Gotta do right.
Will someone try open up your eyes? You must be blind if you can't see the gaping hole called reality. Wanna do it again? I'm gonna do it again. I wanna do it again. Come on, I'm gonna do it again. Hear me out.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God I still got my hair! October 26th. And what on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Well, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course! Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's gotta look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
But all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future!
television studio.
Fairbanks Oceans is. I'm back. You know, hey, that song right there, you know, I like that song. Essentially, we are traveling down a road and we're flirting with disaster. You know, there's a saying where I come from, the squeakiest wheel gets the grease. And that's true, you know. You ever been to the grocery store and you get that grocery cart and it's either got a clunk on it or squeaks all the way through the whole store? Somebody needs to grease those things. But we have a lot of problems when we try to broadcast out here because of networks and stuff like that. And I know there's outside influence involved in the whole deal. You know, call me crazy if you like, but I've been there. I've seen the intrusion attempts on my computer as I'm broadcasting. And sometimes radio players don't function like they should on the website. Some people in other countries may not even be able to get on ShazizRadio.com, but you can get on Awake Radio. You can get on No Borders Radio. You can get on a whole bunch of other different. There's so many different platforms by which you can listen in on these shows that it's just mind-boggling. You go out there, you Google up Shaziz Radio, you Google up Awake Radio, No Borders Radio, and you're going to find out there's all kinds of alternative methods by which you can actually listen in to the show. So don't miss out on this information just because you think you can't find some place to listen in one day, because all you got to do, we're broadcasting over there at No Borders, and they would be welcome to have you in their chat room just like they would over there at Awake Radio or Shaziz Radio. And personally, I don't care which room you're in as long as you're talking to somebody, as long as you're getting the information you're looking for, as long as the people are friendly with you and everything. You know, that's what it's all about. It's not just about Shaziz Radio. I mean, I would love to see this chat room overloaded with people and get to the point where we're all talking about everything that's important. You know, maybe there's an issue where, you know, certain countries are blocking it out. They don't want things said, whatever. You know, but don't give up just because you can't get on one of our networks, because we're all out here together and we're broadcasting together. You can listen via iPhone, iPod, iPad, or whatever, all the different there's all kinds of platforms out there. There's all kinds of different networks out there. Go to Radio Forest. Go to TuneIn Radio. Go to Radio Tuna. Go to Shoutcast. Previ. I can't even pronounce it. But just Google up Shaziz Radio. You're going to come up with a bunch of different networks. You'll go there. You can find out that you can listen in live on so many different places. It's just mind-boggling. And so, you know, if you show up in the chat room, you see they're like the only two people in that chat room. Don't even think about how that's all the people that's in there listening to that deal, because there's all kinds of wireless devices out there, people listening all the time. And I would love to get those people to come in and say hi to everybody, you know. So if you're out there or you're driving down the road right now, and you know, you can come around later and tell people over there, or hi over there at No Borders, or hi over there at Awake Radio. You know, there's people there 24 hours a day, you know. So you just go on any of these networks and you're going to find somebody to talk to. You can call me up on Skype anytime. You see me online, just call and say hi. Hey, how's it going? You know, I'm working on this project. I could use some help with that. What do I think is possible? I think anything is possible. Anything you can dream about is possible. And that's why I do my mad science, because I believe that we can make a difference. I believe that we can make this world a better place, and we should be so much further advanced than what we are right now. But once again, money, greed, knuckleheads, crazy folks around the globe doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You can see, you watch the news, man. It's so dang depressing. Every time you turn around, somebody's doing something stupid. All right, well, and that's all they ever show you. They don't say, hey, you know, there's this crazy mad science guy over on Shaziz Radio talking about free energy and stuff. If anything, he's got to be amusing, you know. Go over and listen to this crackpot. I've been called worse. So with that said, you know, anytime you want to call in, you know, if there's a radio show live, you know, you call through Skype. That's the only connection I really got as far as, you know, being able to call in. It works good with Sam and all that kind of stuff. you know, minus the intrusion attacks every once in a while. But, you know, either way, the contacts are there. Go in the chat room on ShazizRadio.com, type in a comment or a question or, you know, whatever. But, you know, just try to be polite and respectful to others. That's all we ask. So, what do we know, man? What do we know about anything? Well, we know we can get energy from the wind. And when's the last time you got a bill from the wind? We know you can get energy from the dirt. We know that you can get energy from the sun. We know how magnets work. We know how electricity works. We know a lot of different things from all the times that we've been talking about how to build generators. And we know we can burn water. We know we can burn wood gas. We know how to build Stirling engines. We know how to build steam engines. We know how to build just about anything you can think about. Van de Graaff generators, what the heck, Wimshurst generators. It's just, there's so many different ways out there to get high voltage, to produce electricity, you know, to tap in what's there. So, my thing is this. Take all the knowledge that you have from every single thing that you know about hydroelectrics, thermoelectrics, and so on down the line. Take it all and combine it together. Put all these pieces on the puzzle on the table and look at them. You got a candle. You light that candle, you got heat. You got a thermocouple. You stick that thermocouple over the top of that candle, you're producing a small amount of voltage. So you know that. You know that you can take salt and water and make a battery. You know that you can take crystals out of the dirt and make a stronger battery. You can take lemon juice and two different dissimilar metals. You can make a battery. It goes on and on and on. The stronger the chemistry, the better the reaction, the stronger the battery, the more cells you got, the more powerful the battery. So batteries, you know, we can create batteries. So make a massive battery bank. Go out there and start collecting up some doggone old car batteries. Even if they won't go to full charge, they're still holding energy. I've got a set of 5 batteries down there, 1 tractor battery and 4 other car batteries that's sitting on the floor that somebody gave me for free the other day. And I checked the voltage lately, but the last time it was about slightly under 10 volts that these things are holding. And it's actually connected in, they're all connected in parallel with another battery that I have on the floor. And all I have charging that entire battery bank is one little crappy solar panel that I bought for $20 at a thrift store. And so you don't have to have some massive battery bank, or you don't have to have some massive solar array. You can, as long as you're putting energy into that thing, you can store that energy. And, you know, maybe it take you a little longer to get up to full voltage, but the fact is you're actually still getting voltage. So if you got one that takes you 8 hours, and you know that you got 8 hours worth of runtime off of that battery bank, then double up. Then you're up to 16 hours and so on down the line. So if you want to run small inverters, or if you want to run anything 12-volt DC, you know, you just got to do the math. How long can I run, you know, my fan off of one battery? These are things to look into while you have time to look into them. I mean, there's so much junk out there that people just throw away, man. This is a wasteful planet. It's just sickening to see how many electronics just end up in the dump. How many wasted parts, you know, they goes and gets ground down and recycled into other stuff that people eventually throw away. So, you know, if you got it, maybe it's worth hanging on to. You know, maybe you could use old microwaves to build you a generator. Maybe you can go even farther and use that old microwave to build you a plasma reactor. Maybe you could turn that 120-volt microwave into a 12-volt microwave. So, the potential's there. I don't know if anybody's ever noticed, but I do have this light bulb on my doggone bench out here, and this light bulb's been burnt out for since I got it. It came out of an old bus. It won't work on your average deal, but I fire my oil burner igniter through that, and it lights up as if it was brand new. Because that energy going through there, through that tungsten inside there, is still creating the heat. I'm still lighting the light bulb up that by rights should not even work. It should go, you know, into the recycling bin. And so with that said, knowing the how the workings of an actual microwave magnetron is, magnetron isn't nothing more than a light bulb. You know, it's got a couple of little nifty deals inside here, like the little ring that has all the holes inside. And basically gets them electrons spinning fast. You got a magnet on each side that gets the electrons going in one direction and sending it out an antenna. So with that said, you don't need 120 volts to run that. All you need is some high voltage to heat it up. And you can get the high voltage off of a 12-volt oil burner igniter. I keep talking about these 12-volt oil burner igniters. I mean, I'm not trying to sell for the company. If I was, I would like to, you know, get a commission or a kickback or something. No, I'm just saying them Beckett oil burner igniters, I discovered that, you know, they got 12 volts to 20 kilovolts. And so knowing that you can light up a light bulb with 20 kilovolts of, and it's only like 35 milliamps that these things produce. But you fire an oil burner igniter through there and hit it to the ground, you got a light bulb, you know? So, that was a great discovery. Go up and look up the Beckett oil burner igniters. I've had people tell me that I should get these different style of deals to run my coils and all that kind of stuff. But these are already compact. They're already made. They're just doggone expensive. If you go buy them brand new, it's like $85 plus whatever shipping, that $14 to have it shipped. Then you're looking at right under $100. You got one of these to do some experiments with. But I say that when you do get one of these things, you got to be really careful because they can hurt you. These things are powerful. You hook them to a 12-volt battery, you get a 20 kilovolt jolt, man. You know, even though it's in a milliamp range, it's still, you know, it'll tear you up. But there's a lot of power in there. And we're coming off of 12 volts. So there's a lot to be said. And so, anyway, back to the microwave magnetron. Essentially, it's a light bulb, you know. It's basically a vacuum chamber light bulb slash reactor inside there. When you heat that element up, it releases electrons off the tungsten that goes through... sends them electrons through the vacuum down through the little holes inside the disc that's inside there, gets them to spinning really super fast. Then it's sent down out the other side, being drawn out the other side via another magnet going the opposite direction, and basically sends those electrons out to the antenna in the form of a really fast super short wave, which we call microwaves. Now, knowing that, and knowing how a microwave oven works, you got potential there to literally create a steam generator. You could hook an inert gas inside another vacuum on the opposite side, create a plasma reaction out of the deal. I mean, there's just so many different potentials. Now see, if you can figure out a way to burn out one of these magnetrons, you can still fire that thing up with doggone oil burner igniter. You'll still get a microwave out the other end. It doesn't matter what frequency you put in one side. When it comes out the other side, those electrons are going to be moving fast. And they're going to be short, fast waves, depending on how much energy you put in there. I don't think you necessarily want to put too doggone much energy. You might get a whole long microwave. Hey, that's like a old Tesla's death ray, man. I did a video called Death Ray. You gotta go check that video out. It's pretty cool. And I'm going to be using that that particular coil again. Do another video on that one. This one ought to be a little bit funner. But either way, the potential's out there. I believe in the possibilities, and I won't close my eyes or ears to if you tell me you saw a UFO. I ain't got no reason to doubt you. The things that I've seen in my life, you know, hey, they got me convinced that there's a whole lot more to this world than meets the eye. And when you look out into space, what you know about space is what you've seen on TV, what you've seen with your eyes, you know, what you've seen through a telescope. That's what you know about space. Now, when you actually get out there into space and you actually travel and you step foot on another planet, then you know a lot more than the average Joe knows about space. But until then, we can't speculate that this is how the world works and that's it. These are the laws of physics. They're written in stone. And no matter what you say, you can't convince me that we can do this because I've been told that. You see what I'm saying, folks? That's the whole key to the whole thing. That's the whole stepping outside the doggone box. If you put 100 college educated laws of physics and science geeks in the same room with me, I'd start a Royal Rumble. I'd have these suckers so hopping mad, these geeks would be wanting to terminate me because I'd be telling them all they're wrong. I'd be telling them all they don't know what they're talking about, and they would think I was just crazy. And they wouldn't pay attention to nothing that I said outside of what I said that made them mad because I tested their faith or whatever in science. I tested their beliefs. I tested what their knowledge was. So I'm a rebel against the laws of physics. If there was a laws of physics police department / SWAT team, they'd be out to mop me. They don't want to hear what I got to say. But that's okay. That's why I call it mad science, because mad science makes you think outside the box. I'm putting videos out there. I got a lot of really interesting videos coming up here pretty doggone soon. And you're going to see some crazy devices. But if that device that I show you makes you think outside the box and gets your mind to ticking and the mechanical abilities that's inside of each and every one of you out there, hey, that's what it's all about. Because the more free thinkers we have in this world, the more knowledge that we have people out there testing, you know. Hey, look, I found this anomaly. Yeah, that's pretty doggone cool, and I know what we can do with that anomaly. You know, somebody figured out you could boil water. That boiling water turned into be boiling steam and then turned into run turbines and turned into running gears and so on down the line. Generator heads, electricity, steam generators, gasoline engines that would run off of wood gas, water that would run in any internal combustion engine. You can modify all of these. The technology is there. It always has been. And so I keep saying this, and maybe I'm crazy for saying it, but if you don't believe in free energy, you simply aren't looking hard enough. If you think I'm crazy that you can't get free energy, then you've lost the battle already. You've already succumbed to what the science guy in the deal told you. He said the doggone the planet was heating up due to CO2. That should have been your first red flag. You should have told greenhouse gases my eye. You know what? They can take their greenhouse gases and stick them back in the greenhouse. You know, you talk to anybody who's into working on in greenhouses, and there are some greenhouses out there who literally flood their greenhouses while everybody's gone with CO2 because the plants love it. This planet's in charge. Nature's in charge. You're not in charge. Now, you could do a lot of cool things if you become one with nature and realize that, you know, instead of polluting this, I could help it thrive and grow food and feed my neighbors and stuff. So we are polluting our environment. We are tearing everything up. But at the end of the day, 500 years after man, go watch that show on Discovery Channel. 500 years after man, Ain't nothing around. You can't even tell we were here. Because nature, whatever you don't use, nature takes back. So stop feeding in all these doggone doomsday scenarios such as the damn hole in the ozone layer. And now it's all past that. And that's a hole in the detergent layer. Next it's going to be the dryer sheet, man. The dryer sheet layer is jacked. But what else can you use with laundry? When I heard that, I laughed so doggone hard, I thought I was going to puke, man. Detergent layer. Are you freaking kidding me? Come on, man. And these are supposed to be science people that said this? I think that the science dude needs to take his brain out and put it in the detergent layer and clean that thing up and get back to square one. It drives me nuts. It drives me flat out freaking bonkers to listen to the idiocy that goes on. And I'm sorry if I offend you. If you're one of those folks out there who seriously believes in global warming / climate change due to man-made CO2 or whatever, I am really sorry for you. You know, you may be highly educated according to what the school had taught you. You may be college graduate. You may be a really super intelligent individual. But what you ain't on global warming / climate change is right. You're wrong. And the science is wrong. 97% of all scientists do not agree. You know, if their 97% is the equation of all of the scientists in this world, including myself, then we're in trouble. Because CO2 is nothing more than one carbon atom connected to two oxygen atoms, which makes it heavier than oxygen and displaces oxygen, and it falls to the ground. It does not rise to the air. If you're in an airplane and you're burning a fossil fuel, that carbon is going to drop down, and it's going to keep on dropping down until it's thousands of feet down in the ice core. CO2 is heavier than oxygen. 10,000 feet is the highest that you can go without supplemental oxygen. At 14,000 feet, you need oxygen masks. At 30,000 feet, you got to have oxygen pumped into the cabin. Otherwise, everybody suffocates. You got to have CO2 scrubbers inside there so that you can keep fresh oxygen inside the doggone deal. Otherwise, everyone will choke themselves out. So tell me how it is that CO2, which doesn't even come out the back of the car, no matter how much some chemist wants to argue with me till they're blue in the face, cars produce carbon monoxide, which is one carbon atom with one oxygen atom, not carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is what you breathe out your mouth every time you're talking. Every time you breathe in and out, you produce carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide, which is small enough to fit into the respiratory system and cause carbon poisoning in your body, is why carbon monoxide is dangerous and will kill you. Now, carbon monoxide, which is one carbon atom with one oxygen atom, also is heavier than oxygen and displaces oxygen, so therefore oxygen can go higher than carbon monoxide, which is heavier than oxygen and higher than carbon dioxide, which is heavier than all the two above that. So now all we got these magical gases up there that are defying the laws of their own physics. Not my physics, their own physics. Their laws of physics say that you can't defy the laws of gravity, otherwise we'd have anti-gravity right here, right now. Which we do have, but it ain't out there in the market, and it won't be until somebody figures out how to make enough money and then put it out there. But either way, that's neither here nor there. Their laws of physics says you can't defy the laws of gravity. What goes up must come down. If it's a heavy mass, it's going to come down. And that's all there is to it. Try it. If you weigh 350 pounds and you're 2 foot tall, see if you can jump 7 feet in the air. Heck, I'm 6'2 and I'm 150 pounds and I couldn't jump 2 feet in the air. So, how's that fat guy going to get up to the ozone layer if I can't get there? That's what I'm saying. So if you believe in global warming / climate change, I'm sorry. You got it wrong. And the whole, you know, there's, it just drives me nuts. It just drives me freaking bonkers. They changed it from global warming to climate change for a reason. Because the Earth was getting colder, and now we had to explain away why, if the planet's heating up, why is it getting colder? Why is there 20 inches of white global warming on my driveway when it should be hot? So in order to fix the lie that was told ahead of time, they turned around and they changed it to climate change. You can't argue with climate change, because if you're in the Philippines, the sun could be up and it'd be a sunny, beautiful day. 5 minutes later, it's pouring down rain, and then 5 minutes later, the sun's back out again. Climate change is at the drop of the hat, depending on where you're at on this planet. And radiant energy, UV, ultraviolet energy, is the worst form of heat known to man. You know, it's good if you keep a steady flow of it going. It'll heat something up and it'll keep it warm. But the moment you shut it off and that energy disperses, it starts to get cold again. So if half of the planet is in the sunlight staying warm, and you're getting radiant energy in the dirt, which is warming up the dirt, you're getting radiant energy in all the metals and all the concretes and all the materials out there that will absorb some of that heat energy, and during the sun, while the sun's out, everything's hotter than crud. You go into the desert, and it is over 100 degrees in the desert. Then at night, it is so damn cold, you can't hardly stand it. So you got two extremes in the desert alone. Half the planet's in the sunlight, the other half the planet's in darkness, and when the light's off, the heat is not on. When you go for your 24-hour cycle, as we turn around, the entire Earth's turning around from the sun to the dark side, then that heat that you gain during the time while you're in the sunlight has to carry. Some of that has to carry over at night. Otherwise, you would have melting snow every morning. It would be so cold on the other side that you wouldn't be able to stand it. And then you would be waiting for morning to come around to melt off the snow that you got overnight. However, since the Earth's crust is fluctuating, it's flexing back and forth, it's creating friction, which in turn is creating heat, which in turn is keeping our hot molten metal core and all that stuff from cooling down. It's continuously creating heat energy. We've got the moon that is tugging against the Earth, which actually creates a bulge at the equator, and it's causing our crust to flex. Then you have the magnetic pull of the sun. As we're going around the sun in an elliptical orbit, we don't go in a perfect circle. So you got the moon tugging on us, you got the sun tugging on us, which is creating friction, which is creating heat, which keeps us from freezing up overnight. And so with that said, the whole entire deal about the planet heating up. The planet does get hotter during certain cycles when we're closer to the sun, and when things are going on more active, the planet gets cooler every time a volcano erupts and blocks out that sunlight. You can go back in history and you can find all the trends. But the basic science always gets ignored. Now, I understand people's passion on it, and I understand, I don't understand as far as them taking the global warming to the actual extreme of like a religion. You know, if you don't believe in global warming, you just committed blasphemy. I don't believe in global warming because I'm not stupid. I paid attention in science. But you go out there and listen to the mainstream media and all those guys, ask them the question, what is it that you have to gain by telling me this? Are we looking for doomsday? Do we have to save the planet? If we have to save the planet, why are you taxing everybody to save the planet? Because if the planet's dying, the last thing you should be doing is collecting money. The first thing you should be doing is trying to get right with your God. But that's not the case. They're trying to charge you taxes. Those taxes go to the government, who are running around in vehicles that are producing a larger footprint than what you're doing. You might not even be able to afford the gas to put in your car. You might not even be able to afford to drive that car. But yet they're telling you, by driving that car, you're contributing to the CO2 in the ozone layer in the atmosphere, which is trapping in the heat and causing global warming. At the same time, while they're talking out the side of their neck, they're driving around in them limousines. They're flying around in corporate jets. They got army tanks all over mopping people. So they're telling you not to buy the 9-bedroom mansion like Al Gore bought, not to fly around in corporate jets, not to fly ride around in corporate limousines. They need you to reduce your carbon footprint. They need companies to reduce their carbon footprint. They need companies to pay them taxes so that they can reduce the carbon footprint. If everybody is so adamant about reducing the carbon footprint, shut it all off. If we're going to die, shut it all off. But they're not. They don't practice what they preach. All they do is put out lies and propaganda to scare you into paying taxes. And they have average Joes out there running around, spewing out their propaganda, repeating things that they know nothing about as far as basic science. Never mind the fact that CO2 is heavier than oxygen and can't even freaking get up there. They're going to tell you this stuff. You're going to go out there. You're going to tell your friend, oh, the sky's falling because you're driving your car. The sky's falling. We got to change away from fossil fuels. The reason why we got to get away from fossil fuels is because greedy bastards go around and blow up innocent people to try to get control of that because they know it has money involved with it. Ain't no money involved in telling the truth. You know? You go tell the truth, hey, you can burn water. You don't have to buy my gas. You see what I'm saying? Common sense, folks. And common sense dictates that if these government bastards out there really seriously wanted to fix this planet, it'd be done deal. If they cared about that starving baby over there, it'd be a done deal. If they cared about stopping the wars, it'd be a done deal. If they wanted us to be able to travel through space and time, it would be a done deal. But they don't want you to do that. They want to keep that technology for themselves. They want you to keep paying your taxes. They want you to keep paying your bills. They want you to be their slave as long as they're the master and they can feel good about themselves, then they are happy campers. But if you tread on their wallet, guess what? Just like Stan Myers, you're going to have a heart attack. Just like all the other alternative energy guys out there demonized and saying, oh, they're just nutcases. That's against the laws of physics. That can't be done. And you, the average Joe out there, are giving them that power by repeating the stupidity such as global warming / climate change. It's ignorance. It is flat out ignorance to believe in global warming and climate change. It's not happening. Nature is doing what nature does that nature has been doing since this beautiful world was created. Go back and look at my video, Earth Tilted, and listen to what I said in that video. I told everybody exactly. I said there's going to be some major changes. You're going to have earthquakes, you're going to have volcanoes, you're going to have bad weather, you're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. And then you got these knuckleheads out there tampering with the weather, spraying crap into the air, thinking, oh, we're going to save the planet from freaking global warming, and all they're doing is killing us. All they're doing is making it worse. All they're doing is tampering with nature, and if you tamper with nature, guess what? Nature will win every single time, without a doubt. Nature will kick your ass. Now, as soon as the mainstream scientists get enough cojones to come out there and tell the God's honest truth, as soon as the individuals out there get the cojones to come out there and defend our rights and our sovereignties and all the things that we talk about on these radio shows, then and only then will this world change, unless we the people start to change from the bottom up. If we start changing our lives, our neighborhood, and our general vicinities, that's the only way we're ever going to make a difference. If you want free energy, you get with me and I'll get with you and we will make it happen. You know, we're running around on inefficient appliances, our refrigerators, everything that we've got is made so deliberately inefficient that if the power grid goes down, you're at the mercy. You are under the thumb of the power company. If you don't pay your bill, they reach over and flip the switch off until you do pay your bill. And then whenever they turn it back on, they charge you extra for having to turn it off. There's something wrong there. But if they owed you money, if they overcharged you some money on your bill, you're going to wait around until they get around to feeling like it's worthy of them to even sending you a refund. They may not ever even tell you about it. They may say in your contract that if they overcharge you, that's okay, unless you say something, unless you notice it, then, you know, it's our money and that's that. That's how the system works. Tesla showed everybody how to tap into the energy that is all around us. I'm taking up his work. I'm using his inventions to use with my mind and putting all this together, and I'm going to recreate a device that everybody can build. But in the meantime, I'm showing you that it's out there. You got the wind power, you got the solar power, you got the dirt power, you got hydroelectrics, thermoelectrics, chemical batteries, and so on and so forth. If you cannot find free energy, you are simply not looking for it, period. And if you believe in global warming, you're wasting your time. Because no matter how tough you think man is, You got all these cars, you got all these factories producing crud up in the atmosphere. You go look at the chemistry of all this crud that they're putting up into this atmosphere, and you measure it up on the atomic level of what is heavier than what. And what you're going to find out, that the majority of all the chemistry out there is heavier than oxygen. And if oxygen can't get up to 10,000 feet, how in the heck is all this other stuff getting up there? You understand what I'm saying? And nature cleans itself up. You could help nature clean itself up and live instead of living in a polluted environment such as your fishbowl, your own personal fishbowl. You can help clean up by cleaning up after yourself. If you're worried about the soot coming off your wood-burning stove, then put a reburner on there, like your car has a catalytic converter, which is a reburner. When you drive your car, whatever fuel is not burned up in the combustion cycle of it and goes out the exhaust cycle of it, the vibration of your engine running and the heat coming out of your exhaust right there heats that catalytic converter up to such an extreme that anything that goes through there is immediately ignited and reburned. And so thus forth you have cleaner air coming out of your exhaust pipe. The same thing is on a wood gasifier. Go up and look up the rocket stove and how those things function. Eventually they're recycling the smoke inside there and burning the smoke off. So all the material from burning the firewood is burning clean. And you got clean, you don't have, they call them smokeless barbecues or whatever. Wood gasifiers, I mean, go look, folks. The information's out there. And all we got to do to make things right, all we got to do is, instead of paying attention to the doggone mainstream media who says all the stuff while they're talking out the side of their neck. Now, you go look and see all these people on there crying about climate change / global warming. They're still driving their car. They're still driving around in big SUVs. They're still taking the bus. They're still running their electricity in their house. They're still doing it. They're talking out the side of their neck on something they know absolutely nothing about as far as basic science goes. So, what do you do? First off, Don't sweat the little stuff. If you think there's a problem out there, go out there and fix it. But don't go out there and spread lies and propaganda and stupidity when you stand there and somebody tells you that the planet's heating up because of this or there's a hole in the freaking detergent layer. Then question your motives. What do you got to gain by telling me that? What do I got to gain by telling you what it is that I'm telling you? Am I getting rich? Because if I'm getting rich, I need to know where the money's at. I need some money to make my lab better so I can get even richer. I need to be able to take over the world like Pinky and the Brain. But I'm not getting rich. I'm telling you this stuff because I want to live in a world that is better than the world that I see around me. I want to see people happy. I don't want to see people starving to death. I don't want to see people sick and dying. I don't want to see wars, rumors of wars and plagues and pestilence and famine and all this stuff of biblical proportions. In my belief, in the end, it has a good ending because the creator comes back and just sets things right and that's that, you know, whatever. But whether you believe it or not, we're all sitting here flying around on this same rock together. You know, what happens to me happens to you. And so I wouldn't be telling you that global warming was a crock if I really seriously believed that it was real. There's some natural cycles going through there. There's earthquakes going on. There's volcanoes. Go back and look at my video called Earth Tilted. Go back and look at all my videos that have anything to do with global warming. I explain it. And the only reason why I do it in some of the crazy ways that I do is because it's so flat out ludicrous, such as the detergent layer. Come on, man. Go Google up the detergent layer. Go look at the layers of the atmosphere. You know, all the way up to the upper ionosphere. The ozone layer. What the heck creates ozone? Every single time that a bolt of lightning streaks across the sky, it creates ozone. In some places, ozone is being created 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's because the Earth is a massive thermoelectric generator of epic proportions, a self-contained biosphere of a magnitude unlike anything you can imagine. And it was done that way deliberately by, I believe, our Creator, because He knew that we would be stupid enough to believe in such things as a detergent layer. We'd be stupid enough to go over and drop bombs on each other, to cause diseases to one another, to poison one another with all the crap that we put in our water, that we put in our mouths and our food and all that kind of stuff. So with all that chaos going around, that is the people, the mankind of this world. The Creator knew that if He didn't make this thing take care of itself, we weren't going to do it. So if you're worried about the earth, give it up. Worry about yourself. Worry about your neighbor. Worry about your friends across the other side of the globe, because this planet scientifically was built in the most amazing mechanical just masterpiece. It's not only beautiful, it functions, and it functions the way it's supposed to. We're getting yanked around by the moon. We're getting yanked around by the sun. We're getting pelted with rocks from space. And until the doomsday asteroid hits the planet, we got to make this world a better place for every single living soul out here. Otherwise, it just keeps on going down the hill. That's what's what, man. And if you don't like what I said, you don't believe what I said, that's fine. Go out there and practice, preach for the old global elite up there who's still driving around in a limousine. Go out there and tell everybody global warming is going to make the polar bear freaking drown, you know. We're losing our ice caps. It's all hockahooey. That's all there is to it. Basic science, folks. I paid attention in school. Now, get out there and weed through the truth. Weed through the lies to find the truth. Get out there and get outside the box and start looking with your eyes and ears and start doing. Start being what it is that you were created to be. You, each and every one of you is so amazing that you can't even possibly imagine. You have potential beyond everything that you can even dream. And if you give up on yourself, Man, you just cheated not only yourself, but you cheated out of the world of the glory that is you that came from your Creator. I'm telling you, together with Wake Radio, No Borders Radio, Shaziz Radio, We Roar Radio, and all the other networks out there, Shake and Wake Radio, I mean, I'm telling you, what we got going on here, we got to use with responsibility, and we got to keep the ball rolling. We got to keep treating one another like we do as a family. We got to make this world a better place, because the outcome is the ugliest situation you could possibly imagine. What we do today will define the world that our children live in tomorrow. That is what is behind the scenes of Shaziz Radio. That is what is behind Shaziz Mad Science. That is what defines who I am and why I'm here, is to make this world a better place one way or another. To tell you that you have the capability to pick up a broom, sweep some trash, not under the rug, but somewhere where you can recycle it. Common sense. That's all we need. So with that said, stay tuned for the Hope Show. Peace and love, everybody. I'm going to play us up out of here with a song by Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping, because when I get knocked down, I get back up again. And that's the only reason why Shaziz Radio is still live on air. So peace and love, everybody. Take care.